News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
First-time buyers aged 30 and under are only drawing down less than a quarter of new mortgages, and that has changed significantly from the past when they used to represent a much bigger group. 60% of people were under 30 buying a home in 2004. And joining me now to discuss this is Harry McCann, student and journalist. Your reaction to this report, Harry, I presume it's not one of surprise.
No, I think it's a fairly unsurprising one, Ciara. I think many people will have known that there's a generation now being locked out of the housing market. Even if you can't afford to get the deposit together or get the mortgage, I think most people know now that there's queues outside of most homes around the country. There's limited availability. And I think most people, as I said, won't be surprised that number has dropped dramatically.
A few things are probably feeding into this. Yes, maybe low wages and house prices. Yes, those central bank rules. But Vincent did ask Brian Hayes when he was talking to him on Breakfast Business, Harry, and he said that it's demographics as well, that you guys live your lives a bit differently to previous generations, as in you marry later, you have kids later, you do all these things later, and included in that is buying a house. Is that fair?
I don't know. I did see that, and to be honest, I think that might be a bit of a lame excuse. I think at the end of the day, a lot of us don't want to be in the rental market for too long. We obviously know that it's throwing away money in a sense, and everyone would like the stability of owning their own home at some stage. I think the requirement now is that realistically you have to wait till you're older, because it does require two people to get a mortgage. It requires two people on a good and reasonable wage to be able to get that mortgage. And as you said, you know, unfortunately, we're one of the most well-educated groups of people in the world, but some of the most underpaid in some senses as well. So I think, unfortunately, while we are waiting to do things later in life, unfortunately, we're kind of being forced to wait to do things later in life because we just can't afford to do them any earlier. So I think, yes, there might be a certain amount of life has changed for people in their 20s and 30s, but I think many people would like the opportunity to buy a home, and I think that's been taken away from them in many senses.
Before I let you go, do you or any of your peers, are any of you within half a sniff of buying a home yet?
No, and to be honest, it's something I've definitely not even thought about, because I just don't think it's a realistic possibility in the near future. I'm 23. I don't think it's something in the next 10 years I'll even have a chance of. But hopefully one day I'll be able to own my own home, depending if things get in shape or anywhere near it in the near future.
All right. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Harry McCann, their journalist and young person representative. Let us know out there. Are you trying to get your foot on that property ladder? What age are you, and how likely is it to happen anytime soon? 53106.